Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. This afternoon, the temperature is expected to reach 48 degrees. Partly cloudy skies and breezy with west wind gust up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, look for mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 36. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 42. A little less breezy, but the wind gusts from the west should reach 25 miles an hour. And in state news from Kenosha, the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed two and seriously injured another racial justice protester from demonstrations in August 2020, has now gone to the jury for deliberation. Judge Bruce Schroeder gave instructions on Monday with the possibility of lesser charges for the defendant. The shootings by Rittenhouse were two nights after Kenosha police shot and paralyzed Jacob Blake Jr. during an attempted arrest in the northeast Wisconsin city. Rittenhouse, 17 years old at the time of the killing and too young to legally possess the assault rifle he used, has been defended by attorneys who have based their case on a self-defense plea. Rittenhouse, now 18, is charged with five felonies: first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, and two counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. The trial featured more than a dozen videos from the night that showed what happened before, during, and after the shootings. Most of the facts of what happened that night were not up for debate. Rather, the heart of the trial was the analysis of Rittenhouse's actions and whether they can be considered reasonable. That, according to a CNN report. The Nearly Noon News has been following the story and will report back when a verdict has been reached. Tonight in Viroqua, the Public Safety Committee will reconsider a proposal that they had sent to the Council of the Whole in October on whether or not to allow ATV-UTV vehicles on city streets. A 3-2 vote in favor of a trial period for the vehicles was sent back following a unanimous vote by the council in order to review legal requirements and further study of state statutes for licensing. Tanya Birka, who is Viroqua's Ward 4 representative, made the motion to send it back to committee. She brought up the fact that off-road vehicles are only sanctioned by the Department of Natural Resources and that the Department of Motor Vehicles licenses vehicles for use on state highways. Viroqua's Main Street is such a road. In an email to her constituents last week, Birka wrote, "I asked for the topic to be sent back to public safety as they had not had any discussion regarding issues brought up by residents, such as public safety rules and restrictions. I also suggested that they look into allowing the use of ATVs on certain streets with a permitting process for residents of Viroqua only. I made this suggestion because although I am not in favor of opening our streets to general ATV use, I believe that the issue is not going to go away, and a permitting process will allow us the maximum control of the situation. It was also offered as a compromise to the residents who have asked to be allowed to drive their recreational vehicles around town. Imperfect, but all compromises are," she said. The meeting will be held by Zoom conference call this evening at 5:30 p.m. Public is invited. The sign-in code can be accessed on the City of Viroqua website. The online address is viroqua-wisconsin.com. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.